friends. It's time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes to help you begin your day. A tragedy occurred to a young couple one Saturday night when they were involved in an automobile accident. The young man was killed, and a popular young schoolgirl, 17 years of age, was seriously injured. They were taken to a hospital, and the father and mother of the girl were called. The mother had been unable to sleep that night, for she thought that she had seen a bottle in the young man's pocket as the couple had left their home. On reaching the hospital, the parents learned that both individuals had been intoxicated at the time of the accident, and a half-empty bottle had been found in the car. The father flew into a rage and said, "If I can find the person who sold those children that whiskey, I'll kill him." When they returned home, the father felt that he must have a drink to steady his shattered nerves. Going to the place where he usually kept his liquor, he found instead a note in the handwriting of his daughter. "Dad, we hope you won't mind our taking your whiskey with us tonight." It had been the father's own liquor that had intoxicated the young couple, resulting in the critical injury of the daughter and the death of her boyfriend. How true the words, "Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Going to read from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop he sows. If he sows to please his own wrong desires, he will be planting seeds of evil, and he will surely reap a harvest of spiritual decay and death. But if he plants the good things of the Spirit, he will reap the everlasting life which the Holy Spirit gives him. And let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. And that's why whenever we can, we should always be kind to everyone, and especially to our Christian brothers. Or sown in the light, sown in our weakness or sown in our might, gathered in time or eternity, sure, ah, sure will the harvest be. Our program this morning is especially directed to parents. We need to be very careful what we sow in our home, how we bring up our children. Remember, when evil seed is planted in secret, the harvest cannot be concealed.